It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Increasing drought and tree mortality rates are causing forests in the American Southwest to die earlier and quicker, which can add fuel to devastating wildfires. But new research shows that scientists might be able to predict where future wildfires burn by taking a look at a tree's growth rings. KUNM's Bryce Dix reports.
Tree rings are usually used to tell a tree's age. That's because as a tree grows, layers of light and dark wood are added to the trunk's girth. But below the surface, taking a look at the cellular level in these rings can also tell scientists how drought-stressed a tree really is. And researcher Stephen Volker of Michigan Tech University says this is the key to predicting early warning signs for dying forests in specific areas.
This is important globally, because the more carbon that we can store in forests over the long term, that can provide offsets to the amount of emissions our society is releasing.
On a local level, it could also save beloved forests from burning down. Volker and other researchers found that as stands of trees become thicker due to suppression of fires, trees resorted to using more of a heavier, stable isotope of carbon for photosynthesis, and that signaled that they are drought-stressed and more susceptible to wildfires. It's expensive and time-consuming, but Volker argues this technique can be used to more accurately decide where to prescribe burns or thin forests in a warming climate in New Mexico. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.
With the transition to a hotter and drier climate, resources are needed to protect both the river channel and surrounding watersheds of the Rio Grande. Despite a lack of resources, monitoring efforts continue near the river, helping to track invasive species and provide information to help better prevent wildfires. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
It's early morning in the fields of Valencia County, and Carmen Briones' monitoring team is hard at work, conducting a five-year site visit within the Roca Conservation Area on behalf of the New Mexico Forest and Watershed Restoration Institute. They're working in collaboration with the Greater Rio Grande Watershed Alliance, a partnership among agencies, conservation districts, pueblos, and other key stakeholders aimed at improving watershed health.
A lot of the times we're trying to see if the community that it's coming back in, if it's invasive or if it's native. What that can tell us is how healthy is the area that we are in.
The continual monitoring of areas surrounding the Rio Grande allows for the tracking of invasive species and provides information to help better prevent wildfires. The Valencia Soil and Water Conservation District says the land, like many areas within the watershed, is at greater risk of wildfire damage due to the surrounding vegetation. Monitoring Program Manager Catherine Mahan says the Institute is taking steps to track when vegetation treatments such as extraction and mastication occur to help provide land managers with planning tools.
If you don't know where your highest fuel loads are, you don't know where to worry most about where to put your resources. The way things are now, with a lot of the urban development, the way the river's been channelized, less water in the river, everything's just drier. There's not the same overbank flow. There's more woody debris accumulating on the landscape. And another thing that happens is once you get a severe fire in the bosque, you lose some of the native species like the cottonwoods. They aren't adapted to fire, they'll die. And those openings that are created when the cottonwoods die, they're now providing a place for species like salt cedar and Russian olive and Siberian elm to get established.
The New Mexico Forest and Watershed Restoration Institute says increasing both monitoring and educational outreach efforts will arm key stakeholders with knowledge to better protect New Mexico's watersheds.
I feel like there's a lot more money going toward bringing back a certain species that it's already dead. I feel like all that money should be used for conservation and monitoring efforts throughout the whole New Mexico area.
That strain on resources isn't only being felt by the Institute. It's a reality for almost every organization working to protect the Rio Grande and surrounding watersheds. It's a reality state lawmakers have been hesitant to devote large amounts of resources to, with the legislature denying a $750,000 request to put together a 50-year water plan. That lack of legislative response is one reason John D'Antonio resigned from his former post as New Mexico state engineer, citing the lack of overall resources as the catalyst for his departure. While the 50-year water plan is still in development with a more limited budget, Water resources engineer Phil King says current policymakers are going to need to make some politically unpopular decisions to better prepare for New Mexico's water future.
They're going to have to weather the storm. The analogy I like to make is that if you are piloting a plane and your engine conks out, what do you do? Do you pilot it to the ground or do you put it on autopilot and walk in the back? And we need to pilot it to the ground.
In the meantime, agencies are working with the limited resources they have to implement solutions and monitor current progress. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.